the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You know how most kids go through a dinosaur phase? Well, I'm still in mine. I mean, who can stand in a natural history museum and not be in awe at the sheer scale of these giants? For example, the longest of all dinosaurs, Diplodocus, gets its name from the Greek words diplous, meaning double, and dokos, meaning beam. That's because this 50-meter-long animal had a unique body construction with two rows of bones on the underside of its tail to provide extra support and greater mobility. An adult had an 8-meter-long neck and a 14-meter-long tail. Its long neck was supported by 15 elongated vertebrae, while its tail comprised about 80 vertebrae. Considering the impressive length, at only 12 tons, Diplodocus was a lightweight. While the dinosaur was fairly lean, it was a gentle giant that meandered rather than ran. At first, it was thought that Diplodocus's posture was more lizard-like with splayed limbs, based on a 1910 reconstruction. However, fossilized footprints discovered in the 1930s showed that Diplodocus walked more like an elephant with its legs right under him.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.